session that I'm going to talk on the topic. And before I start to talk, we'll say some mantra together, and because when we, you know, the sessions after sessions, when we meditate, particularly the meditation is related to the directly related to our minds, and try to understand our thoughts, emotions, and when they, you know, when they are slowly sort of, reduced, and they're starting to see the more depth or more, you know, the basic nature of the mind. You know, there are these sense of sort of sometimes sense of unease, sense of unease may experience. As you know, traditionally, when the in the group or individually, when we have this kind of meditation, the meditation is done with the long preliminary practices, prostrations, making offerings, and mandala offerings, and so on and so forth. Quite often, the Buddhist term is used, in Tibetan, Tsoksap Dibjang. So these deep realizations to be nurtured, to be cultivated, quite smoothly, quite sort of, without major hindrances, the general our states of mind should be in a good form, and quite often, technically that is translated tsoksap, translated saying accumulating the merit. So the accumulating the merit in the sense of, the general our states of mind, thoughts, emotions are in a sort of favorable conditions to grow, to nurture this kind of realizations. And another tsoksak, dibjang, as quite often translated in Tibetan, saying the purification, purification, dibjang. Quite often, for example, this 14th century great Tibetan master, Jetsun Khabe, whenever he experiences, some kind of, when he tried to deepen his realizations, like understanding of emptiness, particularly, and when he started to feel, when he started to experience some kind of hindrances, difficulties, then, he sort of enter into, performing these kind of practices, such as prostrations, mandala offerings, with the 35 Buddhas, name recitations, and so on and so forth. And I think that is very important for us, although I'm not saying here we are going to engage in a very traditional way of, making prostrations, mandala offerings, and so on and so forth, but, creating the general states of mind while we are in the meditation session, or while we are in the post-meditation session, while we are in the dining room eating the food or drinking the tea, during those all those periods, all those times, the general states of mind is in a positive, is in a sort of, you know, the wholesome states of mind. Then when we enter into the meditation, during the meditation session, then the, you know, when we start to do a specific, you know, sort of mental activities, in this case, try to experience more deeper levels of our mind after, you know, gently handling those bubbling, you know, those surface emotions, thoughts, when they occur. So then that will be more, I think, more successful, more sort of smooth, smoother. So therefore, we, you know, the, when we, in the afternoon, when we start, you know, the like meditation session or talk session, we'll always start with some mantra recitations, And this time we are going to start with the six-syllable mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. The mantra which is represents, you know, the compassionate side of the our minds, our thoughts, you know, the, or the seeds that we have, and the mantra which, you know, the deity who is embodiment of all the Buddha's great compassion, you know, in many different forms, four arms, thousand arms, in many different aspects, you know, different colors. But the external aspect is not necessarily that important, but mainly, you know, they try to enhance, try to nurture our compassionate, you know, the side of our mind and that seed that we have, you know, the compassion towards ourselves as a meditator in here, and the compassion towards the people around us, and slowly extend that compassionate aspect to the others, you know, the living beings who are not, you know, close to us right here and now, slowly expand to, you know, the as many living beings as possible, and particularly, you know, those living beings who are going through very gross form of sufferings, difficulties, humans as well as non-human living beings on this planet. So that we are going to say this mantra together.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Magnolia. So first I'm going to talk a little bit on that, out of those three, the steps, that the first step, the mind rest in a fresh and undistracted state. And so when we start to really, breathing meditation, then initially, briefly, resting our mind on our natural breathing, then gently moving to meditate on the nature of the mind. And at that state, at that moment, at that time, there might be any kind of mental states, might be extremely joy, because went through the process of having comfortable sitting posture, and then going through this 9 round or the 3 round breathing meditation, then have rest on the natural breathing. There might be tremendous sense of calmness, sense of relaxation. If that's the case, again, experiencing that kind of relaxation or the calmness. But same time, in Tibetan, Dzimba Ateki Mashupa. Dzimba Ateki Mashupa. Dzimba, that means grasping. Ate has a connotation of, this either if it is good, wow, that kind of wow, I want more, that kind of. If it is unpleasant, that kind of strong sense of repulsion. I want to, as quick as possible, I want my mind to be free from this, the mental states. Not that kind of grasping. Not, mashupa. Mashupa has a connotation of, your mind not playing that kind of game, either wanting more or wanting to separate whatever experience is there. Tsimpa ateki mashupa. Not play that game, the game of either invoking or rejecting, that kind of grasping. And that is really something, several analogies are used to give us some kind of, understanding, although not that straightforward, but it gives us. One of the analogies used, holding a stick, and then in a pond. We are standing next to a pond or the river, and holding a stick, and that tip of the stick draw a nice flower on the water. While you are drawing the flower, the same time it disappears. It doesn't stay on the water. There is a nice flower is being drawn, but same time it is disappearing. Having that kind of attitude, having that kind of another view, whatever, you know, is there at the moment, either very pleasant, peaceful, calm mental state, or agitated, irritated, you know, the whatever is there, hold that kind of view, like a beautiful, nice, you know, drawing on the water. Nothing to be, as soon as you draw, it disappears. Have that kind of sort of view on the whatever is there. Another analogy is given, you know, that when we, when we are on a mountain or, you know, looking at a flock of birds flying up in the sky. And, you know, while they're flying, nothing is left after the, you know, the flock passed away on the space. Nothing, no, like some, you know, jet, they leave some kind of, you know, what you call the trace, you know. Yeah, nothing like that. Just completely clear. Although birds, you know, flew, that flock of birds, the space, but nothing is left behind. Have that kind of attitude, whether it's positive experience or whether it is unpleasant experience. You know, this will, like that kind of, you know, the nothing, there's nothing to be hold on, there's nothing to be grasped on, you know, cling to. All are in that kind of nature. So try to have that kind of, you know, and in that way, then, you know, our mind, you know, observing whatever mental state is there, it is pure observation. Nothing, you know, no interpretation, no sort of grasping, you know, it will gradually become pure awareness. Awareness of whatever mental state is there. You know. So therefore, you know, here the mind rests in a fresh and undistracted state. It is experienced, is done, you know, when we have that kind of mental mental states, not to grasp, not to cling, whatever pleasant, unpleasant, you know, if it is very strong sense of, you know, the agitation or irritation, just look at as agitation, as irritation, not as a negative, not as a unpleasant, you know, look at just its nature, you know. So that is here, which is quite helpful, useful to, you know, there are these kind of, sometimes, you know, when we do a meditation, say 10 minutes silent meditation, you know, that we are doing, you know, sometimes just before the meditation, not during the meditation, just before the meditation, or just after the short session meditation, you know, fresh, or you know, recall to yourself, or to remind to yourself, whatever thoughts, whatever emotions are there, you know, these all are, you know, sort of transcend nature. You know, these all are sort of moving, unstatic nature. You know, whatever, you know, whatever there might be, as soon as I start to grasp on As soon as I start to, you know, hold on and cling to that, then they become very unpleasant or very, very difficult, added more difficulties. So either sometimes at the beginning of the session, make ready to yourself being able to view in that fashion. And sometimes at the end of the session, during the session, try to not to do any form of analysis, interpretations, or thinking. You know, just simply try to observe whatever is there. So that kind of, way of engaging in the meditation is very, very helpful. Samarashakpa. Resting in fresh, as I mentioned this morning, the fresh. This has several different meanings. Fresh in the sense of as it is, whatever is there, just accept as it is. Not to fabricate, not to change, want to change, accept as it is. And that is one of the meaning of resting in fresh. So that is, learning that fashion, learning in that manner, the learning to our mind just to accept, as it is, whatever is there, peace, calm, or agitated, irritated, just accepting itself is the meaning of resting in fresh. Also, it has another meaning, fresh in the more in the the mind which is observing itself from its own perspective, from its perspective, fresh in the sense of in Tibetan, there is a particular term, Mansua. Mansua. Sua has the connotation of the invitation, inviting, or expecting, expectation. If we have that kind of mental state at the beginning, at the beginning of the meditation, thinking I want to have a good meditation, good session, and peaceful. That if we have that kind of expectation, and if we enter into the meditation with that kind of expectation, then it is not fresh. It is just fabricated. Fabricated, it is not fresh. So from the mind which is meditating, mind which is observing from its own side, from its own perspective, not to have any kind of expectation, before entering into the meditation. That sort of things. So there are, the mind rests in a fresh. Have several different meanings. Then, of course, undistracted, as I've said already several times, in the undistracted, not to interpret, not to, not to interpret, because as soon as we start to interpret, as soon as we start to the what you call the have some kind of wanting to change, then different kinds of discursive mental state will occur. No matter whether they are positive or whether they are negative, they are destructive, distraction. They are distraction, so therefore not helpful. In this kind of meditation, for example, when we simply start to experience, the basic nature of the mind, clear, and awareness, and empty. Even some positive during the meditation, even a positive, very, very positive, like strong compassion mental state is there, experience is there, or strong, altruistic mental state is there. Still, it is obstacle. In this case, it is obstacle because these are distracting your minds, to understand that nature of the mind, clarity, awareness, and the empty nature. So undistracted in the sense of, really, even if it is positive, even if it's a very virtuous mind, not to try to hold on that, not to try to provoke that. And that is really something quite useful to learn to do that. It is not that straightforward, for example, when we cultivate shamatha, the relation to the, the breathing, image of Buddha, that, the first three steps, jokpa, gyundu jokpa, lende jokpa, placing, those three steps. That first step, which is simply placing our mind on the breathing. I'm giving an example. I'm not saying here, but when we do that kind of meditation to cultivate serenity, placing our mind on the object of the meditation. Initially, the duration is very, very short. And it is exactly the same in here. It is exactly the same in here. Initially, not interpreting, not sort of, labeling, is not easy. It's not easy, and also, not sort of chain of, thoughts, emotions, not occurring, is not easy. As that example is given, like, the waterfall, all sorts of thoughts will occur. But when we constantly, continuously try to not interpret, again here, when the term that I use, try to, it is very important when I use term try to and not to interpret, as you remember, the second method here is, non-meditation, out of those three steps. The first is, the non-distraction. Second is non-meditation. Here, the non-meditation in the sense of there's no, exerted effort, not have a forceful effort. I'm using the term try, in the sense of naturally, gently, at ease, not to interpret, Of course, because of our past habits, interpretation will come. But again, when interpretations come, again, accept it. That's happening. Interpretation is happening. Not to feel again, oh, I made a mistake. You know, that I'm making a mistake. Not in those things. If interpretation is happening, just acknowledge that. Just aware of that. And then, you know, the enter into the meditation. So the, you know, the this it is very you know, very interesting. Although the, you know, the basic nature of the mind, conventional nature of the mind, you know, the clarity, awareness, and the empty, that kind of you know, the characteristic, the phenomena, the mind is within us, right here and now. You know, the, whatever we do, wherever we are, that kind of nature of the mind is within us, you know, all the time. But to experience that, then, you know, we have to overcome these nets of conceptualization, those nets of this elaboration, these thoughts, emotions, you know, and these thoughts and emotions themselves also have this kind of nature, conventional nature. You know, if we don't have some kind of, you know, these conceptual thoughts are completely, you know, the obstacles. You know, they don't have any kind of that kind of conventional, fundamental conventional nature of the mind. They also share, you know, the term is, the analogy is used like the sesame seeds. Sesame, that small seeds, where sesame seeds, yeah, sorry. Whole grain, you know, the oil is pervaded whole grain of sesame seed. You know, it's not some part of that seed has an oil, other parts not. You know, the whole seeds, that small sesame seeds, whole seed is pervaded with this oil, sesame oil. And it is said similar to that, this clear clarity, awareness, and empty characteristic of the conventional nature of the mind is pervaded in all kinds of minds, not only one particular mental state, the all kinds of minds. You know, when strong agitation is risen. In that, you know, the arising agitation, there is also this nature of the mind, you know, the clarity, awareness, and the empty. And you know, so that is the here, you know, the not. Not interpreting, and not, you know, the rejecting, not provoking, help us to see, to experience, you know, that kind of nature of the mind through any form of the mind, either positive or negative. You know, so that is here something quite useful to think. You know, it is not only when, you know, when all these obstacles, all these distractions are removed, are, you know, moved away, then we will see the, you know, we will see the, we will experience this, you know, the conventional, fundamental, conventional nature of the mind. Not like that. You know, while, you know, the very agitated mind is there, if grasping is not involved in the experience, in the experiencing of the agitated mind, in that we will also experience that, you know, the that fundamental nature of the mind, clarity and awareness and empty. Hmm? Oh yeah. Hmm? So once again, we are going to say a few mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh. Ma ne be me o.
So now we have 10 minutes, and during these 10 minutes, I'm going to say another, a few words on this same topic that I'm raising. All these conceptual elaborations, whatever is there, while we are meditating, try to think. All these conceptual elaborations, pleasant or unpleasant, these are in Tibetan namrul, a performer, a theater performer, a belly, a theater performer, when he or she performs all the different hand gestures, facial expressions, the body movements, all these different gestures, movements, they're all are taking place or they are, they are coming into from his or her body. And as soon as one particular gesture moves to the different gestures, that previous gestures move back to his or her body. Displaying and dissolving back. All the different hand gestures, all the different movements, of the body, risen from the body and dissolve back to the body. Similar to that, all these different, the mental fabrications, those conceptual, the dancings, they're all risen. They all are risen from clear knowing and empty aspect of the mind. And they're all, try to understand, dissolve back to that kind of nature, that kind of mind, Namro, that's a Tibetan word, which I'm not sure what is the English word. The analogies that I've given, that performance, all the body movements, gestures, are risen out of the body, from the body, and then dissolve back to the body. Each different gestures, and have that kind of attitude, towards these different mental, the fabrications or conceptual, the elaborations, and simply hold or view like that, in that way, there will be less grasping. Less grasping, less clinging, craving, also in that way it is helpful for us to, different layers of these conceptualization gradually sort of, clear away, and we may experience a glimpse of, this clear clarity, awareness, and the empty nature of mind. Again, the expectation shouldn't be there, saying, I want to experience that, a glimpse of that, not in that kind of expectation, but through the process of simple observation, and when these, some of those theaters, they have many different layers of curtains, taken away one after another, and then last they will see the actual performance. Similar to that, all these different fabrications, in which form, in which manner they are occurring, just simply observe, and eventually that will disappear. And in that disappearance state, we may be able to see that. We may be able to experience that. And then simply placing on, our mind, simply placing on that mind, clear clarity, awareness, and empty nature of mind. So there are these things, anyway. Different methods or different ways to approach, or different skills need to learn how to handle with these thoughts and emotions when we experience. Here, one of the great meditators used a nice explain a nice verse. So to you to chishayang yigi zimba mashugna. So whatever tsotuk, namshi tsotuk. Tsotuk means, you know, these six consciousnesses, five sense consciousnesses, and the sixth mental consciousness. So these six mental consciousnesses, you know, all together, those six mental consciousnesses, sometimes in Tibetan, it is called tsotuk, you know, a group of six consciousnesses. Tsotuk yudu jishariyam. Whatever occurs, whatever appears to the, you know, these six consciousnesses, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the mental consciousness, whatever is appeared to the mental consciousness, these six mental consciousnesses, tsoto yudo chishariyang, yige zemba mashungna, yi, you know, if the grasping is not involved, if the craving or clinging is not involved, yige zemba mashungna, tamje rangnang rangdolin, tamje rangnang rangdolin, you know, then they're all, whatever appearance, you know, whatever things appear to the consciousness, they all will, you know, the sort of rangnang, rangdol. Rangdol has a meaning of self-liberation. Self-liberation in the sense of we don't need another mental state to get rid of, you know, if it is unpleasant appearance, you know, doesn't need another effort to, you know, to get rid of that. Just simply not grasping whatever is appear to any of those six consciousnesses, you know, that itself is the self-liberation. Doesn't need another sort of effort to be, you know, separated from that appearance. Yenme toksam gomchen gun. So, you know, saying all the great meditators, you know, should, you know, meditate in this fashion. Yermeba, it means inseparable. You know, your meditation should be inseparable in this kind of fashion, in this kind of manner. So whatever appears to your consciousnesses, and beautiful, nice shapes and colors, or ugly, you know, shapes and colors, you know, amazing taste or tactiles, or nice memories, whatever is, appeared or occurred to your minds, learn to not grasp on that. That itself is liberation. Doesn't need another effort. Doesn't need another antidote to be, to be liberated from those conceptualization, and so that sort of things, and yerme toksam. It has this kind of inseparable realization and understanding. Inseparable, you know, that inseparable in the sense of, you know, how you engage with these appearances to your six consciousnesses. You know, how you engage, how you deal with these six, you know, the appearances are to the six consciousnesses, shapes, colors, and so forth. You know, we should engage, we should, you know, handle sort of without any grasping on that. And that itself is the liberation, you know, the liberation in the sense of, do you remember earlier this morning when I was talking about that, you know, the afflictions and the karma, afflictions and actions motivated by afflictions, they produce, you know, the elaboration. So elaboration that will be free will be, those elaboration will be free as soon as we are, you know, not grasping on the whatever things appear to our six consciousnesses. And so here it is quite a very different sort of, you know, the way of dealing with the, you know, the these mental states, different from the sutrayana, you know, this, as deliberately applying the antidote, you know, very consciously applying the antidote. Here, not that kind of deliberately applying the antidote, mainly just, you know, the simply observing and then, you know, the resting and not grasping. Although not grasping has a meaning of applying the antidote, but that you know, that kind of very terminology and the concept is not used here, saying applying the antidote, you know, the, very unique way to dealing with this conceptualization. Oh yeah. So now is 5:05, and I think we should stop here now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, thank you.